I didn't know. I mean, hell, you know, I'll get you a bunch of shit, whatever, if you needed it, you know. I don't know how to treat fucking chicken feathers and shit, but I'd try.
Well, I found out the hard way. It fucking lasts for about 4 months, and then your office smells like death.
That's worse.
Damn. I use chicken shit in my garden. Ooh. And I spread it with my hands, man. And fucking it stinks so bad. Fucking just, it's just big fucking bag full chicken shit. Just fucking feeding my plants.
I got quail. I got four.
Worst shit ever.
I got four layers of quail out there, and they got these big racks, you know, that go underneath of them, you know, put wood shavings under, and then they shit all in it, you know. So I take that and dump it on my garden. That's some rank stuff, dude. Chicken shit's worse.
Plants love it as long as it don't touch the green.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm putting it on there now. You know what I mean? Let it set all winter before we plant it back, because if you try to put chicken shit on anything now, just burn it up.
Hell yeah. Man, I want to make a coop this year. I've been trying to make one for the last couple of years, but I get too busy. I'd like to make a coop and get me some fucking chickens out there laying eggs, man.
Glad my old lady ain't watching this right now.
I've got probably fucking 20 out back right now.
Really?
Yeah, them motherfuckers shit everywhere. Fuck a chicken, dude.
Everybody keeps telling me that.
Fucking ginger.
I'm keeping pinned in, though.
Shit. Ginger wanted fucking chickens. Oh, I want chickens. I got her some fucking chickens. Fuck him chicken, dude. Whew. Nasty creatures, dude. Had an old man tell me, said anything would fuck its mother and its own brother and everything else and got a pecker for a nose. It's the reason they call it foul for a reason.
No shit.
God.
They do stink, man.
They do.
Bro, you know what stunk? That goddamn turkey that I was cleaning. That motherfucker kept farting even though it was dead. It stunk, man. But turkey's, it was delicious eating it, man. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. I hit that one, man, going to work that day, and I just fucking wrung its neck like this, throwed it in the bed of the truck, and I had that somebody's breasted out. Fucking damn breast was still quivering like this. It was so fresh.
Oh, yeah.
I can't see. What? What you homos doing?
The Tennessee Texan.
Yeah.
Guy out here went to jail for actually fucking chickens.
No.
We need to have him on the show. Invite him in here.
John Miller shit.
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud? No.
I'm giving you the apostle hands. Please, please, just leave that there.
Yeah, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of that. You know, I will say something. I didn't want to make that video, but
what video?
Felt like
oh, he's on Facebook. I need to send it to him.
I deleted it. Yes,
did you really?
Night. Yeah, I'm tired of that shit. I don't want no goddamn. It's funny for a minute. Here's the worst part. Okay. And I would pray for the guy if I thought there was a chance in hell. And I have prayed for him in the past. But here's the deal with that. A normal person, you know, we all get drunk, act stupid. I've been known to fucking do it. The first thing I do when I wake up the next day is I'm like, oh, shit. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah, who do I have to apologize to?
I've never heard that man say he's sorry to anybody. And every day I meet somebody new that he's ripped off or something. And they're like, and they'll confront him on fucking Facebook. And they'll say, man, he ripped me off for some corn. And I just chopped it up. I even made him some shirts. This was just the other day on my video. And he replied to that guy, well, your shirt sucked, and we decided to go with somebody else. But what about the man's fucking corn? You ripped him off, you know? You fucking stole from him. So, and I don't want to hate on him. I don't want to hate anybody. But and we shouldn't have talked about him last week. And that's what stirred that up. He went and got fucking drunk.
We didn't say nothing about Ohio going to take over East Tennessee or none of that shit.
No, though, that's his drunken craziness.
That's 3 or 4 months ago shit.
Yeah, he does that. He does that to get people on his side. He needs that because he's mentally unstable. And I wish he'd get help, but...
Well, somebody sent me a picture of his fucking new liquor that they got out. That's John Miller's liquor right there. Just saying. Shit, dude. That just got sent.
But he deleted his Facebook. Fucking, yeah. I'm done with him. If he really does want scrap, I'll scrap. He's, calls me out. I don't think he wants any, though. I'm pretty fucking sure he don't.
Yeah.
But
he'd be stupid.
Other than that, I got nothing for him. I don't want to be friends with him. I know what kind of person he is, and I don't like him because he's that kind of person. I think he's really screwed up. He's a screwed up, mentally ill motherfucker. He gets drunk, goes crazy. And we, I think he needs a friend to check him. See, I got friends that when I get drunk and I act like a fool, they'll fucking check my ass. And I'll say, quit being a fucking idiot. Get your shit together. Quit getting that goddamn drunk all the time. We all need a friend like that. That's a real fucking buddy. Now, we might not see it. They might kick our ass when we're down and out and we feel the worst about ourselves. But sometimes we don't need somebody sitting, hey, it's okay. They're doing you dirty. Like, nobody did you dirty, bud. You did everybody dirty. Like, most people I meet through this shit, he's fucking fucked over one way or another.
This is Phil's fucking buddy song. You got a
friend in me. My bad, man. He just gets me fucking up.
That's what John Miller needs. He needs a friend in you. Sorry.
You could be that buddy to him, Phil.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody didn't say me. I'd have been fucking sick. Like, no.
I'm not that buddy. Fuck that. You guys. Kiss my fucking fat ass. I'm not the one.
Still an old school poster there.
He needs people to quit kissing his ass.
You got that right. You hit it right on the head there.
Nice. That's awesome, dude.
Fuck yeah, buddy. Glad there's some good news going on.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. That is good news.
So I haven't talked to you guys in like a week. What have you guys been up to?
Nothing. I was on call for work, trying to catch up.
Outside of the Miller stuff, other things.
Oh, okay.
Phil, I tried to call you today. I found Blue Run store pick in Centerville. I was going to get you a bottle if you wanted it.
Oh, my God, dude.
I tried to call you.
Seriously?
Yep, $90.
I didn't even fucking get it. I would have fucking gave you $200 for it.
I mean, they had like 10 bottles sitting out.
They ain't got them no more, bro. You never see that. It's always a yes. Always a yes. Grab me one. Grab me as many as you can get. I would have bought them all if they'd sell them.
They would have only sold me one bottle, but I have one of my guys with work or from work with me. He'd have got the other one. I've never had it. I'm gonna crack it open here in a little bit.
That's the General Lee.
Man, that motherfucker wouldn't have made that jump with you in it.
It had nitrous, motherfucker. Shut up. We put some tanks in the trunk. We had a little extra boost.
All right.
damn.
I tell you, I did that run of trying to do that peanut butter run. I used a whole bunch of peanut butter powder and a little bit of chocolate powder. Maybe I didn't use enough. It didn't come up.
Sounds like very oily, nasty bullshit.
I don't know. I don't think that P2 is really too oily, is it?
I didn't get to P2. I got it was some Anguston Farms. It's the place that makes
it's freeze dried peanut butter powder. Yeah,
they make this stuff for preppers. You know, you can store August 20 years or something like that. So
it's freeze dried.
There it is.
Yeah, it probably would have worked good if you had a jar rig. You would have got some flavor out of it. But
yeah, that's what somebody else was telling me. I'm like,
you know, there's a guy here that sells them, right? So you should just buy one from him.
Suppose I could.
That's a hell of a lot better than trying to build one. I hate building jars.
He told me he wasn't going to sell me shit.
Then just call Easy. He'll sell it to you.
He'd probably sell you shit if you'd pay for it.
Nah. Maybe.
I don't know, man. That four jar rig that Easy's got on hillbillymoonshine.com is a pretty good looking rig.
Yeah, I want to ask Bennett how that thing runs.
Oh, shit. Wait till you see the one I just built.
Well, I've got a six jar rig that's built in the same pattern as that four jar rig, but I've got a single pipe instead of a dual pipe. And dude, that thing puts out a lot of flavor. So I know that the one that Easy built's got to run good.
Mm. See, my jar rig didn't put out a lot of flavor. It just put out a lot of damn proof.
I also run mine through a thumper first. So I've got my 50-gallon pot into a thumper and then into a jar rig and then into my worm. Yeah, my damn steel is like 10-foot fucking long.
I was running straight into a thumper, and it was two jars, and it was stripping all the flavor. It was just high proof.
Yeah, I've got a 20-gallon thumper, and then I've got six jars. And just to test it out, I ran a sugar wash, and I put blueberry Olive Nation in the jars in the thumper, and that sugar wash came out tasting like blueberry vodka, pretty much.
I just sent you a text, Tennessee Texan.
I've never done the extracts in my thumper or in the jars.
No.
It's going to look like a big spider when it's done.
Dude, that thing is awesome. Like, if my fucking rig wasn't fucking 10 foot long already, we'd be talking.
It's going to look like a big spider. I'm going to call it the spider.
Hell yeah.
Or maybe like the Black Widow or some shit. I'm sending it to you right now, Tom.
I got it.
Dude, you got to have $400 in copper pipe in that thing.
Oh, you should see the stand. There's 100 foot of fucking copper on it. There's well over 400. All the fittings. I even have special fucking cross fittings, four ways.
That's crazy.
The stand is like fucking giant.
That's absolutely insane.
Yeah, well, I'm going to end up getting arthritis polishing that motherfucker.
Send me a picture of this
thing. Here, I'll see if I can't just put it as a background.
Yeah, send me a picture. You send everybody pictures. No more butthole pics, though.
It's because he doesn't like you.
Yeah, no more butthole
pictures. Tom.
What? I ain't sending no more butthole pictures.
It was Damon's butthole, wasn't it? For real.
Yeah.
It was a little darker complexion. That's Damon's butthole. It's got the same tint of skin as him.
Well,
it was.
I will tell the truth. I will tell the truth. I literally Googled butthole picture and fucking found the first one and screenshotted it and fucking sent it to everybody. That is not Damon's actual butthole. So I just want to let everybody know.
You just don't know. Damon's got butthole pics on motherfucker on the internet. You don't know.
Yeah, maybe that was it. You know, is buttholepics.com. Damon owns the domain on that one, you know. So, okay, I see what you're saying.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
yo, Benson, they're already getting in there.
Dollar a pick. Dollar a pick.
Is that like OnlyFans or, I mean, just for buttholes?
Just for buttholes.
All right.
I think I support my habit.
Just for buttholes.com. Oh, shit. Somebody's got a new site to check out later.
Oh, yeah. If you ain't knowing shit later,
you'll be on there all night. Like, babe, what are you doing? Just for buttholes.com.
Trying to find Damon's profile.
I was looking on OnlyFans. Now I'm just looking on Only Buttholes. Onlybuttholes.com. Hell yeah. Well, as long as Damon's making money on it, I don't care. I'll support him. You know, just that's a true friend right there. Hey,
you better be careful looking around for Damon's butthole. You might find John Miller's butthole.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Butthole. Hey Phil, so I'm looking at this jar rig you have here on your website. Can you make those ends like for tri-clamp?
Yeah.
Connections?
You talking about the four jar rig?
Or yeah.
It's a three jar rig.
You need to go to the four jar rig. That one's cool, and it comes with 2-inch tri-clamp. It's only $500.
Oh, that's it.
That's it. Oh, you put that in between the thumper and the worm on the Cavalier, man, it'll look good as shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, where's it at? How do I resize this
one? I don't see the four jar rig on his website though.
I don't think it is.
It was on last time I checked. Did you take it down, Phil Billy?
No, that's on there.
Yeah, it's four.
It's under a still part.
$500. Yeah, it's $500. And it comes with, and I believe it came with 2-inch tri clamps.
Oh, I
see. The last one, Easy Made, had 2-inch tri clamps.
What the fuck, man? How do I resize this fucking picture?
That is pretty, I tell you that. Wow.
It runs in a series too, so you don't have a lazy jar. So it's going to fill up. It goes in like a U. So if you look at it, the first jar that goes to the second jar that crosses over, it comes back and through. So you won't have a lazy jar. It's all going to fill up in series. It's pretty awesome.
All right. I don't know, Phil.
I'm kind of jealous of Bennett. Come on, man. That'll look really good in that Cavalier. You even run that Cavalier yet?
Oh, yeah. So I run all my stuff here now.
Need some more copper.
I started working on that column today, Phil. 12
minutes.
This is the one I'm building right now.
Yeah, Phil.
Hell yeah.
That thing is awesome.
It's going to look like a big fucking spider. I got a stand for it. It's huge. Motherfucker sits off the ground. 5 foot tall.
If I didn't have a 10 foot fucking long still already, I'd want one of those.
Who let Jason here?
Hell yeah. I can make any size fittings that you want. What the hell? Why ain't that? There you go.
Here and still will.
My bad, bro.
What's going on, guys? Hey.
I thought he was already in. I didn't realize he wasn't in.
So we're still using an old phone for this, so we have issues sometimes. How's everybody doing?
Oh, good. Fuck, look at that.
Doing good now that we're not talking sharing butthole pictures.
What's that?
Butthole pics. Butthole picture, it didn't happen.
I opened that up and it was just like this black thing with this little fucking. I was like, what the fuck is that?
My butthole, man.
Oh, I knew shit. I shouldn't open that text, but you know I had to do it. Curiosity got me.
You should send it to Bennett again just to see if he gets it second time.
Oh, he got it.
A refresher.
He got it because
I know I wanted to get it again us. Though.
Wow.
Bean sent it to our group chat, so he got it. Because I got it.
Damn.
So Bean, Bennett, Hooch, Easy, and Sean Rigsby all got it.
Well, Rigsby saw my butthole.
Hell yeah. Wow. You got a famous butthole.
Woo! Nope.
Shit. So who got John to delete his whole Facebook page or whatever?
I think he deleted that after I made that video.
Dude.
Yeah, that was Phil. All the way.
Bandito strong, right? That's what he told me.
Hell yeah. OFFO, baby, all the way.
He threatened a whole state of people in 1 minute. Every 10 minutes, he was in a different biker fucking club, dude. He was different yes. MC every 10 minutes. 1 minute,
yeah,
he's a bandito. The next minute, he's an outlaw.
Well, I was like, well, I printed hoodies for two outlaw chapters. Maybe I should see if they know you. And he did.
That's probably why he deleted it right there.
Well,
probably a good idea.
Then the one guy on his page, it was fucking the only one there that was actually defending him at one time, fucking posted in there. He's like, well, you promised me you wasn't going to do that no more, so you're on your own. You know what I mean? That. Yeah. So, yeah, when that big boy Chad, and I've rode many a damn mile with that son of a bitch arm to arm, you know what I mean? When he fucking's like, nah, you done fucked up now and I'm out. I think that also helped him make a decision to, but it's okay. He can delete all he wants because I still got all the screenshots. So, you know. You can delete it from certain people, but you ain't going to delete it from me.
I just hope he goes away, dude. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I don't want to keep it going. I really don't. I think he's mentally ill, and I think he's narcissistic. I think he has some real fucking serious mental issues. And what pissed me off the most is the fact that he's never once refunded these people their money. He's never once apologized. And then if you call him on it, he cusses you out. Like, you say, John, I didn't get my corn.
Right away so he doesn't have to justify it.
No, he'll make a reason to have done it. Like, well, you're this man. You got your corn. Like, dude, there's over 100 people out there that ain't got their grain, dude. Like, legit. That's dishonest. That's thieving. You know, do you, but, you know, fucking find a new fucking cult out there or something. Find something else. I don't know, dude. But
you making Stewie Willy Buggers?
No, I'm going to make a mouse.
Oh, shit. All right.
Maybe he can start selling like gremlin bells and shit to bikers.
I have no respect for thieves.
About to whoop some kids.
Tom, how's your house and shit holding up to all this weather?
And you know,
hang on. Go ahead, Phil.
He just pissed me off. I lost my temper. I shouldn't have fucking, I don't know.
I love it when you
shouldn't
lose.
Went on him so hard, but I think he kind of deserved
job,
it.
Job though, you were very polite about it.
I was gonna say it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah,
man.
Oh well, maybe he'll stay gone this time. It's been a peaceful 3 months.
3 months.
I don't know, Phil. That square quad bumper jar with bypass is looking awfully tempting.
Just enter your credit card number and go ahead and buy it.
It's as easy as that, David.
Beep 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 boop boop boop. Beep, beep, boop, boop, boop. Put that motherfucker in there.
I will tell you from experience at building one of those. Next time I'll just pay Phil to do it.
I know he's got it down a lot better than I do. That's a pain in the ass.
Appreciate that.
Like mine runs, but there's like, fuck that. Like it took me forever, and I'm never doing another one. I actually had a guy on my TikTok ask me how much to build one. I said, just go to PhilBillyMoonshine.com and buy one for me.
Yeah, we got it down, man. We'll build them real quick. Like, we've got it down to a science. Like, I could build a straight 3-jar setup in 15 minutes now. Like,
really?
The motherfucker would be straight. Be straight as fuck. Them 4-jar rigs, you know, they're taking
that was your problem, Wes.
You know, they take a little longer. But.
Straight,
getting it straight. I had to keep reheating and moving it. Well, I didn't have to, but it was bugging the shit out of me, so I kept changing it.
Yeah, my 6-star rig's a pain in the dick.
Well, it took me a whole day to build one.
Fuck you, Vince.
Yeah, like
shit, wrong one. There you go.
That's a pain in the ass to build.
Look at that. You're a hero, Phil.
I know.
From zero to hero.
Well, Vince fails to realize he's him and Bennett are my heroes.
Swamp water infusions. Phil can build anything you dream up.
Yeah, I could build that.
I thought you already had a Vever jar rig.
You might have it on a website.
I do. I don't have one with a bypass. Everyone's wanting a bypass. And the thing about bypasses is those damn shutoff valves are pricey as shit.
Fuck
and then when you get the big copper, the shipping becomes kind of pricey. So I need to put some on the site.
For fucking bypass valves.
We might stay the night at Charlie's.
I like your 5-gallon bumper there too, Phil.
Movie.
That copper one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good looking piece.
You know what?
I like that 5-gallon copper thumper you got in there too.
Hey, you should get Bennett to build you a thumper.
Bennett, he only lives like 15, 20 minutes from me.
I had to hide Bennett Stumper in a barrel.
He'll hook you up.
We're going to try to find an opportunity to go up there this year. Hang out with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
There's East Tennessee distillery. I mean, I know there's the history of all that, but it seems like a lot of shit's coming out of Ohio. As far as hobbyists and other stuff, you know.
Yeah. You have Will and Rigsby and Wes.
Yeah.
And all those guys up there, so I mean, that's, you know, at least Phil's cool out of the bunch.
That's all close too.
Yeah.
Dayton. Yeah. Come to farm the bottle.
Jeez, yeah, the bottle's cool.
Sure, most of the Ohio guys will be there this year.
Farm the bottle. When is Farm the bottle?
September 20th is the weekend.
I got you.
I kicked myself out for some reason.
So it depends what you're trying to accomplish, Swamp Water. And it depends the size of your still also, what kind of still you're running. They both achieve certain things. I do know if you're trying to get proof, then the thumper jars are going to hire you. Every jar is 10 proof. Just think of it like that. So if you're getting 140, you got three-jar rig hooked up, you're going to get 170.
I was getting 170 off two jars for constantly.
Yeah, it's just kind of like a rough estimate. You know what I mean?
So what about for flavor infusing? Which one would be better?
I like
you
both.
Could infuse with both. You could you could get a dump port for your thumper, or you could put flavoring in your jars. So
yeah, I know, but it's like, so if I'm coming to, hey Phil, I'm gonna buy something off you. Am I gonna buy the jar rig or the copper thumper? Or the copper thumper? Because I wanna infuse. I don't do it a lot, but every occasionally I want to infuse some flavors.
He could probably put an infuser on the copper thumper.
Like that.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Well, his copper thumper, he's got that big drop hole.
So, yeah. How does that work? Like, you wait till your pumper's charged and then you just drop a bunch of shit in and then close it, or what?
So the way I do it is, well, when I did it when I was doing jars, I would open a little bit every time I change jars. Now this 50 gallon I run with a bucket, so I just kind of like dump it every, you know, 30 minutes or so. But
okay.
But I mean, like, if you would just kind of open up the bottom valve a little bit, it's like an ounce out every time you change the jar.
Yeah.
Your flavor will stay the same every time you change the jar.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna
but
play.
I don't have enough damn jars to.
We need to get home fast enough
to do one with 50 gallon. But I run this thumper and that jar rig together. So I will fill my thumper chart with it has some stuff in the fuser. And I'll fill my jars up with whatever flavor I'm doing it. And I just kind of keep the thumper fresh. And then, so you already got flavored vapor going into my jars. And then the jars put more flavor in it.
You could run them together. But if you was to run one separate from the other, a thumper is going to give you a less proof with flavor.
Yeah.
The jars are going to give you a higher proof with flavor. So, yeah. I mean, do you want vodka or do you want some infused fucking liquor? That's the difference. Like, the jars are going to give you like a super high proof, but with flavor. And you're not going to want to drink it straight. You're going to want to mix it or water it down to a drinkable fucking proof.
Yeah. Well, I water everything down to 100. So that just means I get more shit.
Yeah.
If I get 5 gallons of 170 with extreme flavor, then I've got 10 gallons of really extreme flavor in my perfect gallon.
Yeah.
I got Papa John.
I was trying to run bourbon with jars, and I wasn't a fan. I was losing all my grain flavor.
Well, like, also, if you look, my thumper's got a bypass, and so does my jar rig, so I can just turn one or the other off. Or I can turn them both off and run a straight pot still.
See, I'd do, to go back and do it again, I'd build my thumpers separate, or my jars, I mean, and be able to turn one jar on at a time. Yeah. So I could swap them out with new flavors.
And then our Supreme was fucked up. It was
feeling
cheesy. Hey,
Jace.
Yes, sir.
You totally
how are you doing?
I'm talking bitches.
Talking
oh,
bitches.
Shit.
Sorry, man. I got titty pictures and stuff, man. Fuck yeah.
You talking to baby girl? Damon would be jealous.
Hey, girl.
I got two of them right now, and it's really difficult. I went over to Jane's house last night, and Leah's texting me, and I'm like, I got to block this bitch tonight. So I blocked it, and then this morning I wake up, and Jane's trying to get into my phone. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, what's your password? I'm like, it doesn't fucking matter. What are you doing? She's like, oh, I was just going to use your phone. I was like, why don't you use your phone? She's like, my phone's dead. And I'm like, no, it's not. I roll over and I grab her phone off the nightstand. I look at it. It's got like 80% battery. I'm like, fuck you, give me my phone back. Like, I think she's catching on that I'm busy with this other one all the time on the fucking. So I had to like. One lives in Osuyas, one lives in Chase. That's like 2 hours each way. So I don't keep them close to home, right?
You are on a live chat right now, you know?
Yeah. These women got way better shit to do than watch moonshine shows, bro. And I proved that the other night because I sent them each a link. I said, do me a favor, tune into this. And then I said, what'd you guys do last night? They're like, oh, we didn't have time. Both of them, we didn't have time. Perfect. They're not into listening to us talk about fucking liquor and fucking shit.
There you go, Paul. You were at buttholepics.com, weren't you?
I'm blowing this one up that you sent me there, and I'm fucking putting some like little tags above it and shit. I'm gonna do it a little video, so it's like a swirly that goes straight into the asshole with the words as they're coming out. It'll say at first you thought it was Tom's, but now you realize it's Damon's.
We need to get shirts made and it say Damon's butthole and have an arrow pointing.
and then his picture just in the corner going, that's mine.
Wear him at Maggie Valley, bro.
You'll say, Damon, you're going to be signing all kinds of shirts at Maggie Valley.
Yeah, no shit.
Put them tacos dancing around.
That's somebody build a website, damonsbutthole.com. Oh shit! Go, then we'll troll people.
It's the cheapest.
We'll troll people and we'll be like, "Dude, you got to check out this website." I guess it's if they type in Damon's butthole, they kind of know what they're gonna head for, huh?
Yeah, you got to name it something else.
Yeah, name it something else.
The fuck are you saying that?
You guys remember that? You remember that one back in the day? What was it called? Why are you so sad? What was that shit called?
Two girls, one cup.
It was a trolling website. No, it was like that, and it had a domain. It was nothing like it. And you'd go there, and you'd be like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It was just some random domain, but it was like fucking horrible shit. As soon as you got there, it was a bunch of nasty-ass shit. It's called Lemon something. Lemon something. I forget.
Oh, Lemon Party.
Lemonparty.com, dude.
Yeah.
Someone would be like, you got to check this out at lemonparty.com. And you'd go there, and it was like a bunch of fucking nasty shit. Yeah. As soon as you got there.
You remember rotten.com?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was about the time. It was the same era.
Yeah. And Goatsy.
Wasn't that the, what was it, Gore Gallery or something? Was the other one?
Oh, crap.
There was a place called Something Awful, too, that was around for a long time.
Dude.
Fear the gay chicken.
Jason and Will, we gotta get another episode, man. We gotta record another episode.
Yeah,
we're gonna do that this week. I fired Angus. We had a little issue right after we ended that show.
Yeah,
he dropped a bunch of things on my dad's floor. It wasn't good.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, little folded up things, and then. Fucking, he's all mouthing. He's like, so how do you think that went? I was like, to be honest with you, man, you're ignorant, and you need to slow down on your drinking because you're an asshole when you drink. And then he fucking started yelling at me. My dad was standing in the hallway. My dad's like, Angus, get the fuck out of our house. So then Angus is walking out the door, and he starts yelling at me, thinking he's going to make it to his truck before I get there. And I fucking threw my shoes on, jacket on. Fuck you, he's running to his truck. He's like, fucking knee-deep snow, and I fucking grabbed the handle just as he locks it. Then he tried to run me over. I'm laughing. I'm like, get out, pussy. And then, yeah, so he's deleted me on everything. I was like, whatever. Have a good day, bitch.
There's Jace's first episode.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Saying,
maybe I missed out. God damn.
It was because I was on there for a short minute.
I'm sorry, I missed it, bro.
No, it's all good. We'll do it next week again. I deleted everything. It was good, though. Fuck. It was a good learning experience. It's like...
I was on call, man. I can't. These chats aren't near as fun when I'm not drinking.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of phone calls made that night.
I got the fridge beside me, bro. Fuck.
Hey, Jace, there was a few phone calls made that night, wasn't there?
Oh, yes, there was. Actually, I left my number, and they left a message on my fucking answer machine. And it was Miss Real Deal. She says, I think you guys got the wrong number. If you need grain, you probably get it up in Canada. Wow. Like, wow. Fuck, yeah, I just got my dad went and picked up my shipment yesterday, so I'll be probably doing a fucking live mashing tomorrow or Sunday.
It's a shame you couldn't get some other good grains from here.
Well, I will eventually, but right now I got to make some money because I got way too much into this, and I got to get some more money out of it. Like, I'm making good money here and there, but I mean, I need to have $600 to $800 days every fucking day, not 50 days. Fucking, you know, selling four jars or whatever. Some that today was great. Fuck. I did pretty good today, boys. But it's funny money. You guys don't even believe it's real, probably. Some Monopoly shit, right?
Is that how? That's what it looks like to us, man. Fucking red dollars. What does it look like? Shit?
Monopoly money?
Red
yeah,
dollars.
That's a 50, Phil. See that? That's the 50.
Real? Damn.
For real. And then these are the 20s. Me? Fuck hell no. Yeah. I got bitches all like, honestly. I got two girls right now on the go. I fucking am never getting married again. I did that for 16 years, lost everything. I built her a log house with my bare hands. And I gave up my motorcycle life and my fucking distilling and shit for her. So I said, fuck that, man. When I left her, I'm never getting married again. Fuck that.
See, that's that bachelor money. That's why I ain't got no fucking money.
Why? Yeah, because they're always right in your wallet. Oh, what's this? You've been hiding something?
Yeah.
I got six kids, bro. I don't know what money is.
My little brother started mouthing me off the other day, and he says, what the fuck do you think you're doing better than me in life? And I said, bro, you have the ultimate red flag above your head. He's like, what's that? I'm like, you have four kids with three women, and you live in your mom's basement, and you fucking just stream your fucking Fortnite all day. You don't even have a bedroom. Behind your fucking corner where you stream from is your bed. So you can't even invite a girl over to bang her, man. I'm like, what are you supposed to say? We could fuck right on the live stream fucking table there. Like, yeah. I said to him, so what do you say to girls when they ask you, like, well, how you doing? You got any kids? He says, yeah, three kids with four women or four kids with three women. I got a haters club. You want to join? They're all friends. Like.
Oh, just sitting, you sit in there and holler, fucking meatloaf. Mom, I need some meatloaf.
That's exactly it. Like, he's in his mom's basement. Can you bring me some milk? Fuck, like, no, man. Nah, fuck. That's my biological family. They're fucked.
Hey, what's he making? I can't blow it up.
Oh, it's a mouse. It's a mouse.
It's a butt plug.
He does fly.
It's a fuzzy butt plug for the next Damon picture.
Hell yeah.
He's gonna try and catch a
oh
wild.
Shit. Bean's down there. My bad, Bean.
You good, man?
Beaner.
Bean, what's going
when
on?
When you're
man?
Down there, you gotta let me know so I can
I got you.
Yeah.
Lemonparty.com is just a one of those like sex show sites now.
Really?
Yeah, I went to it when you said
Bean's
it.
Got a membership.
He's just telling you that, Phil. It's still a fucked up site.
It's all in, dude.
And he got you,
Oh, shit. Doing, you got to agree to go in it now. Damn. It's actual. It you're right.
It's
holy
it
cow.
Yeah, I went to Google when you said it and looked it up.
You'll definitely get a virus we going there.
I was going to say, y'all's going to end up with some fucked up
business
stuff
email
on
the other day, and then all of a sudden, I'm getting hornycontacts.com, like fucking 20 of them a day on this business fucking email, man. We haven't signed up for nothing. And it's just hornycontacts.com, and it's like this one here, read message from naughty bitch. Hey, you hot? Say? Give me a call. Naughty Femizone. Like, what the fuck, man? I have never signed up for this shit.
Are you hot?
Yeah.
Are you hot? And it's like H A W T. Like, bitch, are you American?
It's like fat guy hot, ain't it? Isn't that what it is? It's just fat guy hot. You know what I mean? Like, H-A-W-T, it's fucking hot.
Yeah, that's in here. That's Philbilly hot.
Fucking feel no hot, shit. You know what I mean?
That's like Philbilly hot.
I need a cellophane in my life. Oh,
shit. Did that really happen, Tom?
Oh, always, always.
You gotta be shitting me, bro. Damn, bro. That's bro. Hey, Phil Billy.
What's up, brother? How you been?
I've been doing good, bro. I've been mean to get up with you, though. I real bad need to get up with you and get some corn.
I got you.
Hell yeah, it's been too long. Do you have Venmo? Can I Venmo you the money and then you can just send it to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might just do that if you do that because that'll be easier for me right now. All this snow and shit, it's a little bit hard to get over there.
Yeah, hard to drive a motorcycle in the snow, ain't it?
I know it is. But my old lady don't want me to leave her without a truck, so you know how that is.
Yeah, just text me after, and I'll text you my Venmo.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that, because I'd rather do that, and then I can get on with the show.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man, that's cooler than crap. I'm just going to sit here and enjoy the show, man. I've been watching it. Yeah.
Wait for and there's a whole
Do you ever find any kegs, Phil?
I did. I finally got some.
I've been looking, man. They're not cheap around here.
I got another 4 or 5 gallons and 3 8-gallons dropped off yesterday.
Oh,
and
shit.
Outside of the marina up here, they're not even locking them up. So I got a guy, I'm giving him $5 a keg, and he's just running by there set, like once every 2 days grabbing the empties. So if we can figure out a way to get them to you, we can start making a deal on them.
Yeah, I got a bunch of these. I got a bunch of these 5 gallon kegs if anybody needs them. I bought them back.
5 gallons, shit.
That's what Phil needs.
Yeah.
I'll buy them from you.
Hell yeah, dude. We'll just trade out for the corn.
I'll hook you up. Hell yeah,
bro. I'll bring them with me next time I'm running that way. Hopefully, if it's not too bad of weather, maybe I'll make it this weekend. Shit, I don't know. I'll text you though before I come.
Hell yeah. Who's watching TV?
My old lady. Hey,
Tom.
Ain't me this time.
Tom's usually off the hook. Tom's off the hook this time.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man.
I work at this place this week. One of these pharmaceutical manufacturers that I work at. And they get all their stuff in these big, those big plastic barrels, the one you use for fermenting.
Yeah.
They got 50 gallons, 30 gallons, 10 gallons. Yeah. They got them all.
That's what I've been looking for.
What do you guys do with those when you're done with them? He said, well, they're out back in the dumpster. If you want them, just go in and grab some.
No shit.
So I got 320 gallons, 216 gallons. I think 2 5-gallons and 50-gallon got taken.
Hell yeah. I'm needing some of them 50-gallon ones. I'd like to get one of those big ones like Phil has.
Every time I go over there, I'm going to look in that dumpster and see what you got.
Hell yeah.
I got a guy out in Franklin that sells those, and he'd probably sell you a couple, but you just got to go out to Franklin and get them.
Franklin, you know,
if I had a trailer built before I come down there in July, I could just tow a whole fucking load of kegs down with me.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. You talking about Franklin, North Carolina, Phil?
No, Franklin, Ohio. It's about 30 minutes from me.
I thought
it was in Springfield, Phil.
I think there's one in Springfield also.
All right. Yeah. I've got that guy in Springfield. He's got every size you can imagine for cheap as shit.
Hell yeah. That's what
I can
I'm
get the 30s. I can get the 30s and the 12 gallon right here in Fairborn. 30 gallon and 12 gallon. But there's a guy in Springfield and a guy in Franklin that has a 62s.
Yeah, yeah, man, that's what I'm needing.
Yeah, I like him 62 gallons, man, because you can damn near all fucking 50 gallons at one
time.
Yeah,
me too. And the corn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're just your liquid alone will be close to
50 there gallons. You go, Tom. That's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's what I do. I got four of them big bastards.
Damn right, buddy. That's what I'm talking about.
I do.
Did you guys have one, Phil? Wasn't easy getting rid of one?
No, he brought me one. I needed another one.
Oh.
Yeah. He went and gave me one of his because I bugged the shit out of him.
Right. Hell yeah.
But I am gonna get Tim one.
Hell yeah.
I am gonna get Tim one if I get down there to get him.
I'll damn sure pay you for it, brother, when I get there. Or if not, I'll just send you the money down Venmo. Like I say, if you'll just let me know your Venmo account here, I'll just Venmo it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's easy. You're in the aid.
Did you like those keychains, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But then I'll send you the money. Then whenever I get a chance to come get it, you'll know to hold it for me. That way, that way you'll already have the money for it. In case if I don't get down there, you know, I've been promising I don't know how long, still ain't got down there.
We got 105 gallon stainless barrel this week.
No shit.
Yeah.
One of them big wine barrels is it sideways?
Yeah. Oh, it's, man.
It's vertical. It was a.
Is it?
Yeah, it was a vineyard that used to make wine, and they don't do wine no more, and they're trying to get rid of it.
Oh man.
How big was it, Bing?
It's 400 liters. It's 105 gallons.
Okay.
Good job.
Big.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, big Phil, if you'll let me know how much I need to send you, I'll just go ahead and send you the money. Then we'll worry about when I come get it. Oh, and okay. I need about 40 or 50 more pounds of that blue corn too, if you got it.
I got you.
Yep, there you go. Now let me know how much. If you'll email or whatever, and I'll send you the money, and then you can just come and get it. Just hold on to it till I come and get it.
Hell yeah.
Yep, sounds good, brother. I sure appreciate the shit out of that.
I got you whatever you need, man.
I'm telling you right now, bro. Like I said, old John wouldn't even want to fuck with you if he ever met you in person. He'd know better than that shit, wouldn't he? Shit, yeah.
I think he would.
It's as bright as you got to worry about, Phil.
Hell, you know as well as I do, dude. Tom, hell, you know the same thing. Them Tennessee dudes are pretty good old dudes. They just get fucked up. I have to admit, I'm from Tennessee, man.
Yeah, I am too. I'm fucking 15 minutes from fucking Hill's driveway. Yeah.
You gotta be shitting me.
I think I saw my grandpa. Video of that.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're all from Tennessee.
Yeah, we're all hillbillies. Hell, you wouldn't have called yourself Philbilly if you wasn't a hillbilly. But yeah, that sounds really great, dude. I'm gonna get off of here.
I think his mom called him that.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna get off of here, brother, because it's getting late. And I'll just go ahead and send you the money, and then we'll worry about when we can come and get it. Okay, brother.
All right, brother. You be good, Tim.
All right, see you, dude.
Hey, brother.
Tell you, there's a lot of Tennessee people here.
That's the thing too. Like I hated that. I mean, that's what pissed me off the most was he tried to pit states against each other and shit, and it's like nobody's got them, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Nobody's got a problem with anybody in another state. I mean, with a person, but not the whole fucking state. Shit, my grandpa's from Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shit, yeah.
Timothy, he's blank, but I was going to say, there you go. He went out. He was still talking.
He's probably like me. I can never figure out how the hell to get out of here.
Yeah, it's tricky. I learn something new about StreamYard every day.
I just turn it off. It, hit the X button. It'll shut down.
Courtney still here?
Oh, girl, that is such a blast, dude.
I got Damon's logo for his butthole website right here.
All right. I'm getting keychains. I just sent some keychains to Tom. I'm going to get them made.
Hell yeah. Dude, Maggie Valley's a ball.
Wait till you see this logo I got for you.
It is.
Yeah. Hillbilly Jam is a blast. Yeah, you got to make it out. It was a lot. It was our first time going. We met a bunch of you there, which was awesome, and we had just the absolute best time. And we saw the fucking goat on the fucking rock up there in the mountain. That's
oh, yeah, thing. Yeah.
That's the greatest thing.
I didn't believe what I was up there.
I miss the most about Maggie Valley is when I was a kid, we used to go up to Ghost Mountain all the time, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking awesome. Ghost Mountain in the sky. It's shut down now. You could see where it was. But, man, they used to have a cowboy and Indian fight up there. Like, they used real guns, but they had, like, blank bullets.
Right.
And they had, like, an Indian powwow. With
you talking about up at the Ghost Town? The Ghost Town?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ghost Town in the sky. Dude, it was awesome. As a kid, we went up there fucking all the time.
My dad talks about going to that all the time.
My dad used to take us, man. It was fucking great. We panned for gold up there. Did all kinds of cool shit up there.
I don't know how old I was the first time I went, but I had my little cap gun and my little cowboy outfit on, you know. And when the Indians came on the train and started, you know, taking over the train, I was trying to shoot them. It wasn't working. And my parents, of course, had to tell me this because I was too young to remember. They said I was down in the thing crying because my gun wouldn't work to shoot them.
Should have pistol-whipped them. That works every time.
Hey, Ben, you talking about Tweetsie Railroad?
I think that's what it was.
You know, they had a fucking, like a Wizard of Oz theme, all that shit.
Yeah.
They reopened it like a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can ride that train because I was saying when you was talking about that, I like to crawl inside my grandfather trying to get away from that fucking Indian jumped on that train, dude, because I couldn't get away from him. I was on the outside. I'm like, just chilling, you know. I was fucking in. I was trying to get under, inside, want to get away from that motherfucker. I didn't see too many movies.
That's the one.
Y'all wouldn't get to see my pretty locks right now. Somebody's about to scalp me when I was little. That's all I remember, like you know, just little things.
Yeah.
My fucking.
So you got that water chiller rolling.
I cut my hair and beard off.
Oh, yeah. Steel Valley's got that water chiller back there.
You got a couple, it looks like. A couple different ones.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, yeah. Chillers.
Quarter one, half horse.
Hell yeah.
Nice. How long you had that half horse?
I got it when I got the 40 gallon. Because I knew that quarter wasn't keeping up with my tank.
I got you.
In about 8 hours, it would fucking peter out.
The reason I was asking was because have you priced them lately?
I got $250 two out of a box.
Yeah, that's crazy. They're 1200 plus now for a half horse.
Yeah, they went up in price like crazy, dude. It's nuts. Yeah. I'm glad I got mine when I did.
I think I'm gonna build one of the AC units, the little window AC that people drop. Yeah. I'm gonna try it out.
I got a buddy of mine's got one of those. And that's what they did. And what he does is they'll turn it on and like the day before, night before, whatever, and it builds a big old chunk of ice around the condenser, you know, of the air conditioner.
Right.
And then they just let it continuously run. When it starts, you know, shrinking down some, then they crank it back up, you know.
Yeah.
For the shot, hell, I'm down. I need to do something.
I'm going to try it. I ain't buying a $1,200 water chiller, and I'm tired of dealing with fucking ice.
Yeah. And dude, I usually just run cold water out of the, you know, hose and let it run outside. Shit, dude, that water bill is outrageous.
That's why I don't do it.
Right. But I didn't have a septic bill. You know, that's where they get you. Fucking one in, two out. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, that's the only thing that saved me was just a water bill. But, damn, dude, $500 water bill for no reason? No.
Yeah, that's what I thought last time I was trying to keep a mash warm. That fucking electric bill came. I like to shit.
Oh, yeah. what was you running to keep it warm?
Do what?
What was you running to keep it warm?
I was just running a damn heater in my garage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, man, get you one of them belly band heaters for them plastic barrels.
No, that probably wouldn't be so bad. No, I was just trying to run a heater in the garage, uninsulated.
Yeah.
I ain't going to try that again.
Hey, Bing, we could use that damn belly band heater for that 55-gallon drum of molasses if we get it from Wes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turn it on its side.
Yeah.
I know there's always like a risk, but for the last 2 years, we've just ran a drop-in aquarium heater, and we haven't had a single problem.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I got right now.
Yeah. Wrap my barrel in some moving blankets for insulation.
Yeah. We fermented like 50 gallons on just a single one of those pet store drop-in heaters, just straight outside. Outside temperature probably never got above 60. It was like a couple months ago.
We'll see. What I tell everybody, though, is buy your aquarium heater twice the size of your fermenter. That way it just works. You know what I mean? If you buy a 50-gallon heater, it's going to try to heat 50 gallons. If you buy a 100-gallon heater, you just can set it, and it don't work as hard. To me, maybe I'm wrong, you know?
And you're probably not going to burn it up. That's the worry with them.
Right.
They're designed to stay on.
Yeah, we always buy the ones that have the adjustable temperature, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That way, you know, it can go to 94, but we don't go past like 82 or something just to keep
And these other guys talking about they drill a hole in the top of their barrel and all that. I don't even do that. I hang mine on this side today, and then tomorrow morning before I go to work or whatever, I'll put it over here. Then I'll put it, you know what I mean? It is what it is. I'm not knocking how anybody's doing it, you know, but I'm just not going to drill a hole in my barrel that big. I just I cut a notch in the side of my fucking barrel and then crammed the damn hose, you know, the cord down on it. I don't know. I'm cheap, though.
I just leave the lid sitting kind of wonky on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cram the lid down on it just a little bit, you know what I mean, to hold it in place and walk away.
Yeah,
that's how I do it.
So.
Right now, I'm firming inside, so we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
Just don't spill it.
Yeah. You'll smell it, though.
Oh, yeah. The whole house. Hell, I come home from work. It's like, that's about done working off. That smells good.
One thing I notice about them aquarium heaters, if you keep them up top, it just keeps the top part warm. But you put it on bottom, and this is where people have problems with them is, they'll get grain in them and burn up, but I put them on bottom before and all the grain rises to the fucking top and creates a cap. So it's like you just got to find that sweet spot right above the grain.
Right.
Try not to get grain stuck in that little nipple, that little plastic tip, because that's what a stick is. If you could probably take that plastic tip off there, you wouldn't have to worry about it really burning, I don't think. Well, I guess if it was touching, it still would, but if you keep it like that far above the grain, you'll be all right.
I use them little fermenter barrels, and I run a couple of them at a time, and hell, half of it's full of grain if I do an all-grain mash. I'm kind of scared of those aquarium heaters.
Hello?
Who's calling him?
I don't know. Let's all talk to him, but whoever it is.
Bill Billy Moonshine, how may I take your call, motherfucker? Don't forget to fuck your mama.
Check that out, Jace.
What am I checking out?
You'll love it.
Big D's. I love it. I love it. Like an art gallery. Just all these big
Yeah.
We got to show the boys. I got to show the boys this one.
Here, guys. Seedling starter pads. I thought about using those.
I told him, I said he needs to name it Big D's Butthole Emporium.
That's better.
The bottom of that sticker says, "We've got delicious buttholes." Damon's not happy with me now. He's like, motherfucker.
Okay, I like the Butthole Emporium better.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's change it.
Butthole Emporium.
I like the little donut guy. I was gonna think if I could make it look like a cat's asshole, like in the middle of the donut, that'd be better.
Put a starfish in there.
A big old rusty bullet hole, fucking.
Oh, Damon, Stu, you didn't get to see that, did you? From Maggie Valley.
Anyway, here you That's go, Stu. Yeah, I'm just
holy fuck.
I'm gonna start selling that shit, Maggie.
I'll get your shirts made up.
Get you some stickers.
I'm just waiting to get back that mogul sign quote. Yeah. The guy said anywhere between like $450 and $900 Canadian.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
No.
You get stickers, just don't forget them at home. That's what I did.
Fuck no, man. I'm going to load the saddlebags. The bottom of the saddlebags will have all my swag in it.
If you got a bunch of stickers, though, please don't stick them everywhere because the city got all over Becky Ramey last fucking year and she had to go back in and take down the bunch. I'm not saying who done it. I'm not trying to point fingers on who done it. But you know,
he's telling on himself.
I'll just pay Phil's kids. Here's some stickers, guys. Go and just fucking plaster them all over.
That's what it was.
And that's what it was.
Oh, I know. I heard all about it.
I saw stickers on a stop sign by your house the other day, Phil.
That's my boy. He doesn't. He sticks stickers on everything, dude. I took him to Maggie Valley.
He takes them down. The kid's right there putting them up.
Yeah, he had a whole crew of kids just running around putting stickers on everything.
Don't say you drive anywhere near Phil's house and there's fucking stickers everywhere. Street signs, mailboxes.
Yeah, we tagged Maggie Valley. I didn't, but my boy did. And all his little friends, like, he got down there, man. It wasn't 10 minutes. He had a whole gang of fucking people with him. But
how old is he?
He's 14.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he's just making friends everywhere, man. He's like, yeah, come on, boys, watch this shit.
Oh, he had some little girl suite on him. It wasn't 10 minutes. He had
Girl exactly. He got all the stickers. He's like, here, bitches, put these on your nipples.
Dude, these one little kids kept coming over to my table. And it's like, I was like, here, boy, free. They started taking them and selling them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This little dude came back, like, and he was like, I done made like $17. And I was like, God damn. Yeah. I kept handing him to him, like, fuck it, dude.
You just should have said, I'm going to need more for that.
Yeah, you should get some royalties.
He tried to sell one to Bennett's old lady. And Bennett's old lady thought, Peach thought he was one of my kids. And she was like, I know your dad. And he was like, my dad's in prison. She pulled out $5 and handed it to him. It wasn't my kid. She's like, I thought he was yours. I was like, no, nah, he's just making money selling fucking stickers. This is a little bootlegger. Hey, man, he's bootlegging down in Maggie Valley, bootlegging stickers. That's the shit.
Yeah, no doubt.
Step two up, getting a cut. It
was already set in there.
He's got it bad enough. I don't need a cut of his money. Old daddy's in the fucking big house.
He just went and bought a bunch of junk food with it, didn't he, Phil?
Probably. down there, you get one fucking piece of chicken, it's fucking $20. It was shit. Was food was crazy.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. I went to that Monday, bridge, I got to put my paperwork in with CSB so I can get across the border in July.
Oh, wait, you're coming too?
Me? I'm going to ride the Harley down, yeah. I'm
going man. Trailer. There goes the damn neighborhood. Canadians are coming. Down.
Nope, just one.
You guys already left Brian Adams down here.
Fuck him. Fucking loser.
I don't even Brian know who Adams. That is.
Isn't that a fucking
Brian Adams the singer?
Thunder Rolls guy or something?
That's what I was thinking. Brian Adams the singer. That's all right.
Yeah.
We'll take him.
Right.
Want me to sing you a song, Phil, that he did?
Sure. Yeah.
There's a guy, Terry Argo, on YouTube. It's at the top
sock. Oh, Jason just froze up. Look at that. For a minute there, Jason looked like he was having a seizure.
Who, me?
I'm about 11.
I haven't had seizures in a while, bro.
Oh, you froze up on the screen. You were all like,
yeah, fucking internet. You gotta love it. I'm all wired now, man. I fucking ran this wire through the house the other day. Fucking the old man's at work and shit. And he comes home. He's like, what's this white cable going across the hallway that's nailed to the drywall that we just painted? Like, what's going on with this shit? I was like, oh, that's an internet cable. And he's like, well, I thought you guys were going to run him outside the house. Your brother works for Shaw Cable. I'm like, yeah, well, he just gave me a fucking 100-foot cable, so I just ran it right through everything, man. So I got the couches pulled out, and I'm, like, hiding it in the baseboards and shit. The old man comes home. There's fucking shit everywhere. He's like, I was like, you need to organize all these piles of stuff, man. This stuff is all, like, hidden everywhere. He's got, like prescriptions for his glasses and shit that he's never taken in. And he's like, oh, I've been looking for this, bro. Where'd you find it? And I'm like, behind the couch? Like, fuck, do you ever clean your house, man? Like, fuck. Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, now it's all wired. I don't know why it's fucking glitching out.
It's cold.
Probably the fucking messages I'm getting on Messenger all the time.
Yeah, well, Jason, you guys, I'm going to hit you up here. I got to record with Phil and Tom still this sometime within the next month. So I'll hit you up and we'll pick out a movie.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds awesome, man.
Yeah.
And we got some new little fun projects. Hold on, little man. We got some pretty cool projects coming up soon. So kind of took some time off from posting a whole lot and everything like that. But starting to warm back up and gonna start getting into some more projects and things like that. So yep.
Good to see you all again.
Yep. Good all seeing right. Everybody. We're going to head out a little early and watch a family movie before little man goes crazy. So
yeah,
so we'll try to catch everybody next week.
Oh, all right, man.
All right. All right.
See you, bro. Right. See you guys.
See you. Have a good night.
Y'all be safe. Stay warm.
Yes.
Oh. I got to go off too, y'all. I got to go out here and hold the baby so she can get a shower.
Well, you know, I'm very upset the baby girl didn't show up again.
I think she's separated, man. I think she's done with you, Damon.
I'm going to send her my butthole pic. She'll be back.
She'll be back for that for sure.
Make sure you shave it first.
Now I'm going to leave the dingleberries and everything on there.
That's my new what she's into. Like she seemed a little.
She seemed a little freaky.
Yeah. She seemed a little freaky.
I mean, I think she could walk away with a little pink eye and be happy. I'm just letting you know. You know?
Dingleberriesonly.com.
I mean,
I told my dad about that guy with the crab on his eyebrow. Hey, Philly, I told my dad about the guy with the crab on his eyebrow. My fucking dad almost pissed himself. He hit the fucking floor. He's like, you're fucking kidding me. I'm like, nah, man, I'll show you the video. You got to see this. Like, and he's like, no fucking way. That's so gross, bro.
That's how he knew she was fucking around on him.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Fucking
crab fell out of his eyebrow. Okay. We got bushy eyebrows in my family, bro.
Are you checking your eyebrows, Phil?
See, that's my baby girl there, David.
Hell yeah.
Kind of blurry.
It was free.
Phil, you cutting this thing?
Yeah, yeah, I got to. I got here and a whole fucking little dime.
I hear you.
Get a little popcorn in there. Fucking give him a little sleep time nap.
He's fucking been a dick all day. He's probably going to fucking drive me nuts.
Just take your finger and put some moonshine in there, motherfucker. That's what my grandpa used to do. He says, kids are bitchy. Come here. Fucking dip, dip. They're good.
Hell yeah. Well, I'll see y'all next week. We'll see y'all.
Yeah. Bye, man.
See you.
Later.